another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tank. Yeah. I'm Pete. Okay. Sitting directly in front of me is Brent.
Sure, hi.
How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I got a blast sitting in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Okay. That'll segue us right into our guest. His name is Craig. He's a PBR rep. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you brought along some tasty beverages for us to sample.
Yep, this is the Colt 45 Blast. It's going to be coming out probably late March, early April.
It's Colt 45.
Yeah, Colt 45 is the name behind it.
I feel like this. You might be a rogue agent that's trying to kill us.
Okay,
the fuck are we looking at here, Craig?
Yeah, what is this flavor?
Well, it's blueberry pomegranate.
Oh, okay.
There's real juice in there.
Is natural flavors and FD&C blue number one
Well,
added.
The blue number one is what gives it that extra special.
Oh, okay, here it is. In tiny letters at the bottom, blueberry pomegranate.
Yep. Yeah, okay. These are sample bottles, so it's not what it's going to look like when it comes out. When it comes out, it's going to be in 7-ounce bottles and 24-ounce cans. Yeah,
Craig, I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't drink fruity stuff.
Holy shit, this smells.
And I might hate it.
I don't think you will. It's kind of hard to hate. It drinks a lot faster than it looks.
Everybody knows that my favorite kind of alcohol is really shitty shit. So I'm excited about this. What do you think?
I like beer and gin.
No, I know. But
I'm
too.
A beer and gin guy.
But I like
you can add gin to this.
Yeah.
I like to put this in my mouth.
Little flavor.
Yeah, listen to this.
What one's yours though? Explain that one.
Purple.
You got the grape.
Grape.
Yeah. Are these the only two flavors we have?
That we have now. Yeah, I think there's a strawberry lemonade and raspberry lemonade. Are the other two that are gonna have?
All right, goes the first sip of Blast. I'm gonna give you my honest opinion too.
Please.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. I actually don't either. It just tastes like Kool-Aid. I don't taste any alcohol.
It's 12%,
but it's full of it.
Which is 1% than Four Loko has, right?
Is it? I thought Four Loko was 20. I've had
a number of them, and they're not this good.
Okay.
This is my, here's my mini review from the one sip I've had. I don't like drinking fruity stuff, but if I had to, I would probably drink this because it actually doesn't make me feel like I want to barf.
And you can tell that, oh my God, I'm such a fucking idiot. You can tell that it's got like a nasty fucking hangover just in the bottle somewhere in there.
Well, you know, there's a fair amount of sugar in there, and there's a real fair amount of alcohol. So if you do not drink responsibly, you know, it's going to happen either way.
Don't tell me how to run my business.
Yeah.
So you're out in the world getting basically people drunk off stuff that tastes like Kool-Aid. But it's not for
this,
kids.
This is definitely FD21.
Sure.
To buy it.
Positive.
I'm positive.
Okay.
I'm positive.
You have to have somebody who's 21 buy it for you.
Got it. Boom.
I'm sorry. Are we getting you in trouble?
I don't know.
All right.
It was not Craig that said that. It was me. I will take full responsibility.
And
if you're
also
in high school, I'll buy you alcohol.
Yeah. So shoot us an email.
It may or may not be a blast.
Just give us an email with your address. We'll swing by and drop Blast on for you. Because you're going to fucking love this. That's the thing about drinking, is you've got to really ease your way into it. If you're a kid and you're like, God, I want to drink, and the first thing you have is like fucking early times whiskey or something, you're going to be like, well, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
This is kind of like just like a little bridging.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of 16-year-olds with a fucking Cuban cigar and a glass of scotch.
Well, because first of all, they don't understand what class is because they're teenagers, and teenagers are terrible.
Exactly.
But
they understand.
Also, if you're going to get drunk, I mean, if you're going to start getting drunk, why not start off with something that tastes like shit you already know what it tastes like?
Well, yeah, that's the same thing with wine. White Zinfandel is always the one that brings people in. You know, I remember my sophomore year in college, it was St. Ives Special Brew, the red.
When you were 21.
When I was, I had an identification card that said I was 21 years old then.
Exactly.
I was from South Dakota.
Still?
No, I'm from Wisconsin. But I had an identification card that said I was from South Dakota.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
you fucking took me
down
the road with you.
Those are just numbers on a piece of paper.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Let me ask you guys a question. I was thinking about this today. I'm just making an immediate left turn here.
All right.
Do you remember what the first like actual pornography you saw was?
Yes.
What was it?
The first porn that I ever saw.
Was it a magazine or a video? I'm talking about
first... It was neither.
Oh, what?
Yeah, check it out.
Was it live?
It was a live donkey show.
God.
It took place in a movie called Bachelor Party. Mm-hmm. No. I was walking home from school, and for some reason, I was walking by this bush. I don't know if it was behind this bush or whatever, and there was this old, like, sheet that had been ripped out of one of those, like, advertisement call things where you had all the numbers to call because there was no internet yet.
Checkered history with those.
Yeah. Yeah, and I found it, and it showed vaginas.
Which
and,
are great.
Yeah, so I brought it home, and I hid it in my room.
Was it found?
No, it never was.
Ooh, was
it was before I learned. It was before I even knew what masturbation was.
Say, was it jacked off too?
No,
that's what's fucking weird.
It never was.
I was just remembering. I don't know why. Like, you know, sometimes like you forget something, so like it makes room for one memory to creep back. And like the one memory that creeped back was like in my neighborhood growing up. I was like 11, maybe, I don't know, 10 or 11, and there was just like all the kids in the neighborhood knew about this, but like there was just like this fucking tackle box in the woods, like buried under some shit.
Sure, yeah,
just full of porn,
outdoor porn. Yeah,
yes.
No, that's
so, like,
that's,
people,
that's everywhere.
People would, like, you know, just throughout the day, weekend after school, maybe, like, you know, you'd go visit the tackle box and be like, what is he doing? Oh my God. And I was thinking, like, now, like, kids now must just be, their heads must explode.
Yeah.
Like, cause,
oh, yeah.
Because there's no, people don't even read magazines anymore. There's like, you, like, if you're a kid now, like, you're just like, I don't know, doing your homework, and a fucking ad was like,
do they even print
or whatever? And like, you,
just type in the boobs, yeah, the and very there's first, a plethora.
The very first thing you see is just like people like butt fucking to death, and you're like, what are they even doing?
Like, yeah. when I remember in middle school, there's a kid who would sell single sheets of Playboys to people.
Hmm. Single sheets in what,
like,
way?
You just,
like,
tear out one page.
Oh, okay.
The fucking tit
just the
dealer.
Ones with the just the ones with the naked girls on them.
Right. It was
like nobody wants to buy those shitty comics or.
That's
any.
What. That's another thing that's fucking weird. It's like, somebody at work got the swimsuit issue. I saw it on their desk, right?
Of Sports Illustrated.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, why do you read that? Like, oh, dude, sometimes you can see the nipples. There's, like, entire websites where all they have is nipples getting cummed on. Like,
exactly.
Why do you want to look at, like, whatever?
It's classy.
It is classy.
It's classy.
Which is what you leads know, me
I
to
know.
My...
I think Sports Illustrated has gone beyond not classy. I don't think it's classy.
Well, it used to be a fucking thing where, like, if you were on the cover of the swimsuit issue, it was like, holy shit, you're
oh, yeah,
set
totally.
Right.
Now it's just some fucking...
Kathy Ireland?
Broad on there.
Right.
It's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Where was this going to go? This is going to go somewhere, but like...
Wood isn't porn in the woods.
Porn in the woods. Yeah, you know, the same thing. Like you were saying, when you're that age and you find porn, like, you don't know what the fuck... Like, there's that thing. Like, you just don't know what to do about it, and you're like...
You just kind of look at it.
You're like,
holy shit, that makes me something.
Something, yeah,
could
exactly.
be horny.
Something's happening to me. Well, I don't know. I'm getting
But
fucking,
all I know is I want to keep looking at
I'm
this vagina.
A wicked boner, but then what? Like, that's where I'm heading down.
I didn't even notice boners before I started masturbating.
Really?
Like, I knew I had them, I guess. Like, looking back, I remember, like, oh, okay, yeah. I definitely had boners all the time. But before I started masturbating, I was like...
Didn't know what it was for.
It was like,
happened.
All right, whatever. My pants feel tighter. This is uncomfortable. Whatever. Adjust my seat.
So, can you imagine, like, now, like, when it's time to fucking rub one out, it's like... Well, when you're a kid, you're just like, what the fuck? I remember I had, like, this... book that had like a picture, and I'm going real deep now.
Yeah.
I had a picture. It was like
a hole.
A book about the Beatles, and it had that cover.
And it got
of,
you so hot.
No, that cover of that record that had fucking Yoko Ono naked on it.
You, dude, really?
Yeah. And I remember I was like, whoa, but look at her fucking giant bush. Holy shit, it was amazing. And I was like, this is literally, this is the top of the fucking line. This is awesome. There's pussies, it's great. And then, like, now you're like, if you were a kid now, you'd just be like,
that's art.
I just want to watch, kind of want to watch an Asian chick get fucking cum in her shoe. I'm like,
it's not hot. There's not even jizz on it.
Exactly. Oh, well. I think it's good that kids now are, they're going to probably grow up way more healthy, because when we were kids, like, you'd just be like, oh, God, gotta see it. Girl, you like fucking flipping through every magazine your mom has. Like, is there a half a tit? I can
is
look
there a cleavage
at
it? Shot here that...
somewhere.
Dude, remember the gigantic Sears catalogs
oh,
that
yeah.
you used to get?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd always flip to the bra section in those.
It was my mom got these Spiegel catalogs, and it was like,
what the fuck is that?
I don't know. It's just like some fucking like off brand fucking dealer.
I'm actually...
Spiegel isn't even like sexy clothes. It's like business attire,
but there was like 4
it?
Pages of like hardcore like Sheen fucking bras in the back. So you'd be like you'd be like, oh God, here it comes. And like my mom's like, you know, never really... Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. Maybe she didn't question why I was like, I'm going to go get the mail. And then like, you know, you intercept like... every goddamn boob in the mail so I can take it up to your stash in your room.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I remember I used to subscribe to Reflex magazine. It was a while ago, and it came, you get a flexi disc with music on it, like
what's
for a record
Reflex?
Player. It was kind of like a, it was an alternative music magazine from like late 80s, early 90s. And it went out of business, so the company that published it like sent me a different magazine that was a little more risque, and I started getting in the mail, you know, We Magazine, like the French porn Playboy. And my mom was like, hey, Craig, you got some mail today. I'm like, oh, okay. Take it in. It's like, oh, holy, yeah, okay. What? Where do I go from here, you know?
Yeah, like, well, then that's the thing is that you spend your whole life, like, trying to find, like, the next level. Yeah. Like, when I first started using the internet, maybe, like, 96, 97.
Well, I think before the internet, there was my sister's. We're in high school and beyond that, and they started getting the Victoria's Secret catalog.
Oh, yeah. That's the, like, arc of the covenant when you're a kid.
With big tits, wearing hot underwear.
Which, like, kind of, and this is going to sound dumb, but don't you kind of, like, miss that? Like, you could, like...
It lets your imagination work a little more, you know?
You'd be like...
Well,
like,
I'm still kind of like that. I still like, you know, I prefer ladies, like, wearing something over wearing nothing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hear you. No, but there's those sites that they have, instead of like fucking movies, they have like making love movies. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like these websites.
It's so tender.
It's like just couples.
Do they just make out during the entire lovemaking process?
Just, like, kiss a whole bunch and say I love you. Like, it's so much more like, like, okay, I can deal with this. But like when someone's like, come here, you fucking shithead, and like just like fucking someone's throat open, you're like, I don't know that's interesting.
Yeah.
But
like,
if that
can
was
we
the first thing you
medium?
Came,
yeah.
If you think about like the fact that if you start, if like ground level is like the Sears catalog.
Right.
And then you kind of go up, and you finally end up like fucking, you know, jizzing on faces. You're like, yeah, that's fine. Like, if ground level for you was like fucking jizzing on faces, like, where do you go from there? If you're like 15 years old and like, and you're just watching some black guy just fucking fuck some chick's nose in half, and you're like, where's this gonna end up? Like, it's just gonna end up like some guy fucking a hole in the ground. I don't know.
I don't think sexual preferences will really change that much.
But would
really
you bury
don't.
A woman under the ground?
Well, as
because I don't buy the whole...
That's a good question.
I mean, that's the same kind of argument as, like, the violent video games.
Oh, no, I think
violent.
It's good.
It's just like, it, you know, I don't think people watching crazy fucking is going to change anybody's perspective on sex.
What I think is that...
There's just naturally more aggressive fuckers.
Right, thank you.
That will fuck a lot harder and more aggressively.
That guy fucks so hard, dude.
With their long, veiny dicks.
No, I think...
they'll say it, too. They'll say, look at me fucking you.
I'm fucking you so hard with my big, giant dick.
We should go to a song here. All right. Mark?
Is it about anal sex?
It's called What You Want. I'm going to just leave it up to your imagination.
All right.
It's by the Beastie
really
Boys.
I feel weird.
More about ear sex, then.
Don't go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds. For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
NCPenseGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening.
Pete.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't know you were back. How's your blue blast?
Look, I'm going to be completely honest here because I have zero reason to give you a compliment without, you know, I don't care.
Besides,
if this sucked, I would totally tell you. But it's actually, like, pretty good.
As far
I
as
keep
the-
throwing a sip in here. I'm obviously not drinking that much because I don't, like, drink a lot of sugar. However, if I'm going to drink sugar, I'm going to drink Blast from Cold 45.
For as far as the recent influx of, like, fruity high alcohol drinks, this is by far the best one.
Okay. Totally. I mean, throughout the, it's like the drink throughout the test of time that people have tried to make.
Yes.
Where they're like, yes, let's make an alcohol drink that tastes good.
It's like that.
That tastes like sugar that kids will drink.
Well, I have an affinity to the grapes because when drink. I was a kid, it was Dimetapp. I really enjoyed the taste of Dimetapp.
You're not kidding about that.
No, it's right up there. It, yeah.
Wow. So do you think that when they were like getting like a focus group for this, they were like, we need kids who love Dimetapp?
Well, they got one now.
There's only one. There's only one on this planet.
Or it tastes like Grape Crush, you know. It's, that is, it's, they're
well, the thing
close.
Is, we were just talking about, like, the, like, I can feel this thing is laying little landmines in my brain that are going to go off in the form of a hangover in the morning. Okay. I can feel that. But
you're not going to know unless you get have a few more.
When I'm going.
And then when, yeah, right.
Because, like you said, I'm a company man. I really want to, I want this to work. But
you want
to
blast off.
Yes, I want to blast off. And honestly, I want more of these hats. They're great.
Oh, yeah. Craig also brought blast hats for us.
Yeah. Which
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Which I'm going to be wearing a lot now. But as far as, like, you know, Four Loko and what was the other ones? Like Full Throttle
juice?
And Juice, right? And...
Yeah, well, those are like kind of energy drink ones, and then
yeah.
But then they've also had, like we were talking about before, St. Ides and like different schnapps. They try to make them taste good, but you can always get that like back of your throat
yep.
little alcohol
the flavor, fucking,
and you're just like, okay, it's not bad, but I still feel like a fucking booger hit the back of my throat. This one has none of that at all. It's just very like smooth. I feel like I'm drinking like a Jones soda or something.
I was fully 100% ready to shit all over this.
No, as I was too.
As our recent conversations and our texts and our yeah, emails and stuff, I was ready to just be like, dude, let's fucking drink these things, get shit faced, and then make sure everyone knows.
That was literally a text I sent you. It was like, do we have to say good things about this? Because it sounds like it's going to be absolutely terrible. However,
well, I'm glad you don't hate
full it. Full on plug for Blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it the
we'll
full
take
support.
It.
No, that shit, was it not Juice? There's one other one. What's the one that I had? The Mike's Hard Lemonade one. What the
one?
Fuck? It's whatever the one that I drank with vodka that time at your place.
You drank a Four Loko in vodka.
No, well, yeah, there was like a Mike's Hard Lemonade that was like 8% or something like that.
I thought you were drinking Shandy's with Mike's Hard Lemonade. I don't pay attention to you.
But anyway, don't mix Four Lokos and vodka.
Got it.
Just as your friend, I just want you to be happy.
All right.
Do that.
I want to be happy.
Good. Sounds great.
That's just my lesson for the day.
Moving on to our next segment, we're going to have favorite Pauly Shore movies.
Got it.
That's our discussion for today.
No, Craig, you can weigh in on this, right?
I think I can.
Out of play.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll start with you. What is your what is one of your favorite Pauly Shore movies?
Because there's probably a few.
We know you have at least five.
Well, I mean, Encino Man, because it's probably Stephen Baldwin's best work.
No, you're thinking of Biodome.
You're thinking of Biodome.
Yes. No. Well, they came out like right after each other, didn't they?
No.
I think they did.
It was
Biodome
Encino
was
Man.
The end of the...
Then there was...
Jury Duty?
No, son-in-law. No. Son-in-law came before Jury Duty.
Yeah.
Then I think it was Jury Duty, then In the Army Now, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then I think Biodome was somewhere in between some of them.
And then he's had, like,
but it was definitely before Son-in-law.
Yeah, he's
or
tried
after
to
son-in-law.
Come back in recent years of being, like, the guy, like, the... the self-parodying, like, yeah, I'm a shithead, check me out.
Well, he had that movie, Pauly Shore is Dead.
Which sucked.
It was terrible. It was just one of the, it was basically an excuse to have 1,000 celebrity
cameos.
Cameos, yes,
of
exactly.
People that you would never want to fucking see.
If,
anyway.
If there's a few things in comedy that I really hate, number one, having celebrity cameos just to be funny, that's not going to do it.
The thing I hate in comedies is when people get raped.
Moving that happens on. In comedies?
I don't know. So what are you putting your hat in the ring for?
Yeah, Biodome, sorry.
Biodome?
Yeah.
Wow. See, Biodome's at the bottom of my list.
Really?
I think it's on... I own it.
I saw that in the theater.
I think we all did, probably.
Yeah.
You know what?
I didn't see it in theater, and I'll let you guys finish, but I have a comment to make about Biodome.
I think my favorite is Encino Man.
I think mine is too. I think we're all agreed that Encino Man is the. But wait, you said Biodome.
Yeah, well, but it's also only because of Stephen Baldwin. I just love it when Stephen Baldwin plays a big stupid idiot.
Okay.
Stephen Baldwin in this fucking weird Christian,
yeah, he's
maniacal nut sack shit.
Yeah, he's
ruined that movie
stupid.
For me.
Really?
He wasn't like that at that time though.
No, not that.
He played a meathead.
Not that shit. That's fine. I mean, there's a number of fucking weird Christian goofballs that make good movies and stuff. Uh-huh. But no, he was like that thing where Pauly Shore was at the peak of his thing, and like Stephen Baldwin was like, "Well, I'm gonna get in on this too, and I'm gonna have catchphrases and funny things, and I'm gonna make noises too, fuckers."
Okay, I'm gonna go off on a tiny rant here.
I'm gonna drink Blast while you do that.
Okay, Biodome is my least favorite movie of all time, spanning all genres and all movies. I fucking hate that movie, and it's only because of Stephen Baldwin. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, I know you're very attached to these Pauly Shore movies.
What happened to your voice just
now? Well, I know you did read the novelization of Encino Man.
That's true.
Actually,
because I listened to that podcast just the other day.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right. What a mess.
Anyways, if there's anything less tolerable than Pauly Shore, it's somebody else trying to act like Pauly Shore.
That's what I was just trying to say. Thank you.
And that's all he does the entire movie. Like, if he created his own character, I think I would have been okay with that. But if
but
he wasn't
like
just
a dumber
going like
Pauly Shore,
I know that's why I hate it.
There's a scene in that movie. Well, you know, Pauly Shore had all those little like, catch lines and like phrasing, "Hey, chilling with the wheeze, babe," all that shit.
Right.
Sounded just like him, didn't it? But
it was identical. I thought
always,
he was
like,
here
in every movie. He would try and like introduce some like new weird slang into like the cultural zeitgeist, like, and like in the one they tried to on that one was like they were celebrating or like something cool happened and they were celebrating. He's like, "Fuck yeah, dude, tribal," and they would start dancing like Indians. Remember this?
Do you think he started the horrible fucking tattoo phase then?
Could be. Could be.
I hope so.
But that like when that happened, I was like,
Pauly Shore is the
Jesus Christ
is the origin of that.
Now, let's just hold him responsible for a lot of shit. And yeah, the thing
thanks
about,
for tribal tattoos, Pauly Shore. Go fuck yourself.
The reason that Encino Man is so good is because it's a piece of shit, but it's an actual fucking movie. Like,
well, first off, he's not the lead
right
in it. Which I think
we can all agree that Sean Astin is.
Yes. And Brendan Fraser, who I also hate.
Fraser.
Whatever. He has virtually no lines. It's mostly grunts and things that Pauly Shore would say. Only yep. In a better voice with a different character, which is what Billy Baldwin should have done. And it's just an all-around amazing movie.
It's a movie.
It's 100% amazing.
That if they were going to make that movie and Pauly Shore got, like, you know, fucking AIDS and couldn't do it, like, it could still be a movie. The rest of those movies were just him, like, they were written around him being a fucking freak
right.
show.
Like, yeah.
Jury Duty is not a movie. That's just Pauly Shore being a douche.
Right. They're like, how do we do? Yeah,
but Encino Man, it's starting to come back. Isn't there a scene where he's, like, in a high school classroom? Mm-hmm. Does he bring the Encino Man to high school?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That, okay. Encino
High School. Encino High School,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
where Steve Kuzer works.
Ago. Yes. And the thing about that movie is that was, like, the last of our, or maybe of all movies, but that was the last liberal use of the word fag in a movie. Huh. Like, but and now you like now if you would do that now, you'd have to qualify it. Like, right. You know, you have to be like, hey, this guy is, what is he? Some kind of like, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but is he a fag or something like that? But like now, like back then, you could just be like, fuck you, fag, right. And it was like none, no one the wiser, whatever. But they use that word fag in a movie all the time. Imagine that now. It's insane. It's look how far we've come. Let's see how far we've come.
Oh, yeah. I will say that
Whatever. I'll just let you have your point there.
No.
Crisp is on TV.
Tell me what you're going to say.
We're watching Kindergarten Cup. Kindergarten Cop. Crisp is on TV.
That guy's ponytail is fucking beautiful.
It is. He is a very attractive ponytail wearer. He's the only attractive person I've ever seen with a ponytail.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
I'm literally wearing a ponytail right now.
Yeah, I know. That's why I intended to say that.
Unbelievable.
We
got two Encino.
Maybe slick back your hair a little bit more, have it a little more clean, wear a suit jacket.
Two Encino Mans and one Biodome. Is that what we're with?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Should we go to a song here?
It's fine. Yeah. You're fine.
Let's go to a song. This is Mrs. Blaylene by Primus.
Mrs. Blaylene. She's a sixth-grade teacher. And she controls children by using humiliation. If I could always seem to be Johnny, he's a bit slower than the other. He was quite young, his mother. I live at the kitchen table. Want something on some food, the fashion of the day was pushing at Levi's. Johnny decided to make some, but he didn't know the rhythm. So we came to school to read. Don and Ronald, they always stuck together. They're a bit different than the others. And they're as tight as brothers. And Ronald moved away, now Steven. He was as good as the younger. And he really thought he was something. Like in the eyes of the children. Or anyone he found out never. Alone drawing out from vision. Steven and a friend, they stopped him. They took his hat and they turned him. It's nothing with a newspaper. Don went forward with his fish knife and ran on the way home weeping. He gave his man to his father. He said, I think I heard Steve.
Musical orgasm.
Wow, I had a real actual orgasm.
Well, they're the same.
Yeah. Well, as long as you come at the
one end. Is induced by music.
One is induced by jacking off and fucking your couch in the woods. One is induced by fucking a hole in the ground in the woods.
Let's do Week Late News.
You got it.
Week Late News. Go, Brent.
Okay. Let's start this off with a question for you guys.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Pete,
you're first. What's the weirdest thing you've ever called in sick with? The weirdest disease you ever called in sick with?
I don't call in sick with diseases.
Or what's the weirdest ailment you ever called in sick with?
Like, actually that I was sick?
No, just what you said.
No, I usually just go, I'm sick. A lot of times I don't even disguise my voice. I just assume that nobody else gives a shit.
Right.
Because it's just like, obviously you're not sick that much. Anyways, I could go on a whole rant about this, but...
Go for it. The kids like your...
But,
Like, if you're calling in sick, 99% of the time people calling sick are not fucking sick. We all know it. Let's take away the fucking smoke and mirrors here. We don't need a fucking... Like, I call in sick and I'm like, hey, I don't feel good. I'm not coming in today.
It's awesome because it's like mutual bullshitting each other.
I've actually had people call me out on it, though.
Well, that's what I'm getting
at. I'm just like, really? I don't sound sick? Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously just calling in sick. Shut up and write it down.
I used to call in. I would do this thing where I would call in the middle of the night, right?
Because
I'd be up fucking
doing things. I've done that plenty of times also.
And then, but my boss at the time was a cool guy, but he just kind of liked to fuck with me, and he kind of knew my lifestyle. And so I would call in at like 3 in the morning. I'd have like a house full of people over and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, hey. Like I called, like I would tell him I had like I called in sick with Hulkamania one time.
And
yes. Called in with survivor's guilt one time. I called in with that disease the kid from Mask has. Just all this shit. So just leave all these hilarious messages. Like basically what you're saying.
Sounds hilarious.
Like basically you just be like, hey, I'm bullshitting you and you're going to buy the bullshit because we're bullshitting each other. Got it? Cool. Craig?
I usually just went to work. I never really called in sick. Maybe once or twice, but I just, you know, disguised the voice. Yeah.
Boy Scout.
Sorry. Sorry.
Well, the one that always slipped away that I always forgot about that I always wanted to use was Legionnaire's disease. So I don't even know what it is.
Explain.
Legionnaire's disease, apparently, it's like a lung affliction, like a fucking some sort of cold.
Swelling cough. Of the lungs, cold cough.
General malaise.
General
fever, chills.
General mayonnaise.
Anyway, Legionnaire's disease has infested the Playboy Mansion.
Sweet. So it's just a general cold cough, a terribleness in your lungs.
Symptoms mostly consisting of fever, chills, general discomfort, and some cough.
And all the Playboys are
well. Apparently,
up.
Like
it's probably Fred Durst.
Yes. This disease came from Durst, Fred Durst's balls.
Durst fever.
The Durst man.
Durst
fever. No, but 170 people have been affected by Legionnaire's disease. They all found that the common link was the Playboy Mansion for a fundraiser there.
Yeah.
And they think, this is what's awesome about it, because you think, like, where are you going to... It's a water-based disease, right?
Hot tub, yeah.
Of course. Or the grotto.
They call it the grotto.
The grotto.
That, you know where else they're thinking it might be from? The fog machines.
The what?
Fuck, dude. Like,
they have fog machines there?
Yes. Well, why wouldn't they? It's a mansion. Of course there's fog machines.
Wait a minute. What do they shoot out of fog machines?
It's just vaporized water, isn't it? It's mist, right?
There's fog juice.
Yeah, I thought it was like some other chemical. You need like a CO2 cartridge or some shit
like that.
That
sounds right.
I don't fucking know.
I think there's two different
Anyways.
Kinds of them. I think there's kinds that are... This is ridiculous.
Do they have an explanation for what their claim is?
No.
This sounds like complete fucking bullshit.
No,
to me.
They say that it's a waterborne.
Sounds like a fucking Reuben sandwich on my face.
It's a waterborne bacterium that would basically they think is from the hot tubs or the fog machines.
Wait a minute. Was Hulk Hogan there? Because it could be a combination of Hulkamania with the fog.
You're absolutely right. Or maybe like.
Or it could be people desperately making out with each other and fucking each other
and coming
in close
over
proximity.
Shooting Legionnaires, jizzing
actually,
over each other.
Yes.
Is it semen born too?
Yes, it's everything semen born. Take my dirty Legionnaire jizz, you. But how fucking awesome is that? Like, I'm going to the Playboy Mansion. Oh, you're gonna have so much fun. Yeah,
it's kind of like that Disney cruise disease. Remember when Disney had a disease?
No.
On their cruises?
Is that for real?
Yeah, Jim got it.
For real?
He didn't go on a Disney cruise, but he somehow got it. I forget what it was called.
Disney disease?
Something virus. It was some famous virus that was popular for a while.
That
like
sucks.
For 1 year, because everybody on this Disney cruise got it.
That's the Magical Kingdom, you know? Sucks to taint it with.
Yo, Mickey Mouse is infected, dog.
All right. Why did you turn ghetto for that?
Yo, I'm drinking Blast, dog.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired of you.
Shut up.
This is maybe.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
I spoke
to a crisp ponytail.
That's right. Snoop Dogg is the spokesperson for Blast.
Yeah. Is he?
Couldn't
he
be
is.
More appropriate. Yeah. What is he doing to promote Blast?
I believe he's going to be mentioning Blast in some lyrics, and
well,
he's going to tweet about it, and probably do a few events once.
I have pretty much concluded that Snoop Dogg will do anything to make money. Mm-hmm. Once I saw him in an AOL commercial with, like, straight-ass white people, I was like, all right, Snoop Dogg, you will do anything for money.
Yeah. I did watch the Cooking with Snoop.
What's Cooking with Snoop?
He does, like, a cooking show.
Oh, my God.
He did a 7-layer dip. But his had 8 layers, and he's like, he just kept putting more oregano into
the 8th layer weed.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, I mean, it's... He's got to ride that horse, you know?
Gotta add that extra layer.
Is he? Does he make good music?
I don't know.
Is anybody,
does anybody listen to him?
I did just download his new mixtape because there's a Blast shout out. I have not listened to it yet.
I just can't, like, when everyone was like, dude, he's like, when he was like new, like the early 90s, I was like, why is this good? Like, this sounds dumb to me.
Well, it was really of the time. You know, it's like, because I even went back, like, I went back and bought a Public Enemy's Greatest Hits, and I had a hard time with it. It's just like, meh. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like production has gotten so far ahead. Exactly. It's like, you know, it was, but at the time that was cutting edge. And I think Snoop with the P-Funk thing, you know, they rode that for years until it was just gone.
Mm-hmm. There's too much time has elapsed between really great shit happening and now, and like there's just a million fucking different things going on.
Word. Should we do one more news story?
This is a huge story.
GTFO.
So let's talk about this.
Let's have a huge noob story and talk about it.
Okay, when you think Detroit, what do you think, Craig?
I think Bob Seger.
Fuck you, Pete.
I think of Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
And poorness.
What's number two for you?
Probably Lions.
Auto manufacturing?
Cars, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel like it's weird. I feel like it's weird that neither of you
Detroit
said
Rock City
neither
from
you said
Kiss?
Neither of you said RoboCop.
Oh, yeah. RoboCop's coming back. I keep hearing about it.
Yes, and here's how it's coming back. Detroit is getting a RoboCop statue.
No, but are they?
Yeah.
They actually went now?
Through. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Enough people complained about it that the mayor was like, because they brought it up, and the mayor released a press statement saying, are you fucking kidding me? Like, we're not getting a fucking RoboCop statue.
The funny thing about that is like our generation at work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is our generation. Yeah. Like, no, it's like a joke, kind of, but it's cool, too. It's like, it'll be there forever.
Our generation.
RoboCop is sweet. Those are kind of sweet. Are those movies really that sweet?
No.
Is Peter Weller behind it? Is Peter Weller going to be there for the unveiling?
I don't know. He's an actual...
He's an anthropology professor, right? Exactly.
This is Minneapolis. We at least have a Mary Tyler Moore statue, but at least she's a real person. Probably did a majority of the writing on that show.
No, here's the thing.
RoboCop this is a crappy movie character.
Our generation is the most nostalgic generation.
How long do you think somebody has a Pauly Shore statue?
I think it'll be a break-in. I think LA is going to do. They should do a break-in statue with Turbo what the hell was the other guy?
What the fuck?
Do you remember break-in? Oh, it was my favorite. No, movie.
I thought you were saying break-in, like a break.
No, break-in, the breakdancing movie.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I got it. No, you're right. It'll happen.
Ice-T got his break, and Jean-Claude Van Damme is an extra.
No, there's the only people, maybe the only people that are more nostalgic about their childhood are fucking hippies. But kids of the 80s are the most nostalgic people on the fucking planet.
Well, and irony is like very much at its peak right now.
Totally.
So, yeah. If you were to go to California City Hall and go like, let's have a... And you were actually just... propose, let's put a Pauly Shore statue up. They'd be like, no, fuck no.
Yeah,
there'd be like all these ironic 20-something, 30-something people around our age just going like, no, fuck that. It'd be hilarious,
dude,
man.
Dude, this town
let's
needs
push
a statue.
That shit through.
Need a statue, man.
We need
fucking Weasel, man.
Weezing the juice to be standing at the corner of whatever in Hollywood Boulevard.
No, but enough people, because they brought it up at a town hall thing, that anyone wanted to. Hey, we want a RoboCop statue. Got it. And the mayor was like, "Yeah, no. What? What am I even doing here?" And but
like,
enough people bitched about
remember
it.
Remember when we had that statue made of George Washington?
Yeah, that was fun. Hey, Philadelphia has a Rocky statue. Oh, that's right. Rocky's not a robot. That's cool.
But that is still kind of ridiculous.
That's really dumb. But I mean, that's like a whatever.
But,
this is a
at least
conversation. If
I'll
we get into Rocky, but
I'll say it again. At least he had something to do with the producing and making of the movie.
Right,
he won an Oscar. So that's
kind
of important.
Did RoboCop win an Oscar? No,
not yet.
I'm
going to say not yet.
Did his gun win a
supporting role?
I'm going to say, what year is it? 2011. I would say by 2013, there will be a new RoboCop movie. It'll kickstart a new franchise.
Of course.
Played by Christian Bale. And it will win an Oscar. So I want to say not yet, but it will. Anyway.
So let me just throw in a question here. What ridiculous character from Minnesota do you think we could have a statue of?
Coach Gordon Bombay.
Coach Gordon Bombay is... Oh, yeah. Okay, that would be funny.
I would totally have a Coach Gordon
Bombay. Coach Gordon Bombay from the Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Down at fucking
Played
Lake.
By Emilio Estevez.
Yes. Down at Lake Calhoun. Maybe over by maybe right. Sculpture Gardens or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'd visit the...
Or you could have the grumpy old men.
That's true.
I think Jack Lemmon. Well, those are they are legends.
Yeah, that's true. Know,
Jack Lemmon and true. Walter Matthau.
They're both dead, right?
Yeah. No.
Walter Matthau's alive, I think.
One of them's dead, right?
I think Jack Lemmon's dead.
They both may be dead.
Are they both dead?
I don't
know. What? Email us.
I'm blasted.
Let me look at my smartphone really quick.
It doesn't. None of this matters to me. I want them to be dead. Who else from Minnesota could get... Even get
Prince?
Public
Prince.
Fervor enough. But Prince is real.
Prince would be a legitimate statue.
Yeah.
They'd be like, okay,
hey,
yes.
I'm surprised that there isn't one, and there should be.
There
what?
Should.
Right.
But we're digging deeper.
Or like Bob Dylan. That would be an obvious good one.
What was Steve Buscemi's name in Fargo? Him?
Hmm.
He could have one.
Let me look at my smartphone again.
Smartphone activate.
Here's the thing. RoboCop is a B-movie at best. Not through rose color.
At best, in
well, it,
very
was it RoboCop
bold
2 or 3 where the guy from News Radio was
Dave
the
Foley?
No,
Phil Hartman?
The boss guy.
Jimmy James?
Jimmy James is in RoboCop 2.
I don't know his real name.
His real name either.
God damn you fucking assholes. These people fucking put up enough of a stink that $50,000 of public money were raised to build a statue of a robotic police officer. God damn, I love this country.
All right. Do you have any closing thoughts on this before we close
well,
out the show?
Last story was that Soundgarden's making a new record. That's the thing.
Soundgarden's making a new record?
Soundgarden's going to make a new record. Well, nice. You know.
I've been thinking about Soundgarden a little bit, and that's one of the bands I miss a little from the old days.
No, I
actually had some good riffs. They were heavy.
Kim Thayil,
Bad Motor
Finger
is one of my favorite records of that era. I love that fucking record. Chris Cornell's embarrassed himself way too much in the last decade to really make that matter.
That's the one reason I don't want Soundgarden.
Right.
It's just Chris Cornell, but everybody else I want to make a record.
I totally agree.
I'm going to make a confession here and say that I actually like that whatever band with you
Audio
did with
Slave?
Temple of the Dog.
Audio Slave. I like Temple of the Dog too.
I
don't mind Audio Slave. I don't like it enough to buy the record, but every time it comes on, especially on 93X, which just mostly plays bullshit, and you're just like, all right.
But those slow songs they have are so fucking boring.
They are kind of boring.
Because they're slow songs. Exactly.
Look, I'm not backing them 100%.
Oh, you're right.
I'm just saying they're definitely a solid band.
There was a period in time when Chris Cornell could do no wrong in my eyes, and that period is a long time ago. So
yeah, and then he released that weird fucking dance song.
Oh.
Or whatever.
What?
Oh my God! Have you heard?
Record.
I'll show it to you later.
That scream
it's fucking.
Record. Holy shit.
It's really bad.
That's bad.
Anyway. I was flipping through my cable stuff, and I saw Perry Farrell live, or Jane's Addiction, at some guitar center.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that guy, still nuts.
Yeah.
I just
What was he wearing?
Crazy. It was super tight clothes. It was just like painted on. Smiling and acting like a lounge singer a little bit,
nice.
Singing old Jane's.
I will never forget, like, I saw them do a song at Saturday Night Live. And he had this, like, very elaborate ballroom gown on. Like, an insane one. And he had his face painted white. It was, like, this huge thing. Probably cost more than a wedding dress. And then he had this fucking gigantic hat on that had, like, looked like a mobile. Like, you'd put over a baby's crib kind of thing. Like, just all this shit hanging
off. Was this his first, like, solo album after Jane's Addiction, or was it with Jane's Addiction?
I think it was. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Jane's Addiction.
But he was wearing some crazy shit, and I was like, that is maybe the craziest thing I've ever seen anybody wear.
Jane's Addiction, the first two records, and that's what everyone says, beep, beep, but Nothing Shocking and Ritual are two of the greatest fucking records that I like. And that band, when they got back, usually when bands get back together, you're like, oh, cool, that's going to be fun. Like, it was so goddamn fucking embarrassing when they got back together with like.
Actually, 99% of the time when I hear like, oh, they're getting back together.
Right.
Like, wow, they're old now, right. And they're exactly, just yeah. living on their old memories, yeah. and they're still right. They've like gotten past their prime and write shitty music now. Oh, this is gonna be fantastic.
Yep.
I can't wait to hear.
Hey, can you do the 60-year-old James Hetfield fart out a fucking
lyric?
Can you do that thing that you do that I used to like, but only do it now that you're old?
Yeah.
And you can't do it as well as you used to do. Can you do that for me?
Right.
Like exactly. I like Muhammad Ali. Like when he was in his prime, but I'd much rather watch him fight now. Like,
yeah.
What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah.
No, but no. Anyway, I don't know. I think it might be something interesting. Look into his new Soundgarden record.
Oh,
who the fuck knows?
Okay.
I don't fucking care. I don't like music anymore. Anyway,
Brent.
Yes,
Pete. Let's get out of here.
Craig, thanks for being here, man.
Yes, Craig.
Thanks for drinking Blast.
And thanks for everybody. I'm going to give a shameless plug. Drink Blast when it comes out. When's it come out?
Hopefully March sometime. It's brewed up in Cold Spring, so we should hopefully be one of the first markets to get it.
Right on. Craig, thank you very much for coming in and bringing us some hats and alcoholic beverages of some type.
Well, thanks for talking about fucking a hole in the ground.
A hole
drink
in the
blast.
Oh, fucking a hole in the ground.
Drink Blast, you fucking dorks.
Yeah, God damn.
Dead to New Mexico. Die! Yes! End of the world! Well, sign up, sign down, and play! Every day, stay down, soon! Repetition, man, die! Echo heroes hide from the spirit. Blessed Robinson, let's get liable to death. Face the Lord, blessed pressurize. Out as we will die, rusted dungeons of gold. To the man, our next breaking. Under the weight of living up to potential. Choking on the spirit of my life. All sorts of death gone. Shout on the spell. Around, right and on, round and round, right. Fall out!
Black!